This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
We're back! MILF Manor finale, baby! We brought the crew back to the scene of the crime to talk once again about the finale of TLC's phenomenon, MILF Manor. And we've reassembled after talking about the premiere back in January as we say goodbye to the MILFs that we came to know so well as we bring you the finale coverage of MILF Manor and some talk about what we learned along the way. Of course, let me start here with my co-host of the newly rebranded podcast. We're calling it Hit or Quit. Jenny Autumn. Jenny, how are you?
Oh, boy. That is a loaded question tonight, Rob. I have binged MILF Manor in the last 24 hours, so I am as good as you can expect to be. It's the learning channel. And if this is channel. What learning is, I would happily go back to ignorance, peaceful ignorance at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome back.
I'm happy to be here with you guys.
Welcome back, Jenny. Okay. Yes. Now, we got, actually, let me go to Puya first, of course, who many Sunday nights saw many a commercial for the MILF Manor as he podcast the 90-Day Fiancé. Here he is. Puya Zamakili. Puya, how are you?
I'm doing well, Rob. I thought it would make sense for me to come in with a little letter that I wrote for you.
Oh
no.
Okay. So I'm going to read this out. All right. To Rob, you are someone who is incredible at finding amazing talent. I am very happy and grateful to be in the burrito that is your podcast. You are the meat. I can be the beans. Chappelle is the sour cream. And Jenny is the lovely, lovely salsa. I look forward to being here with you for Gilfigan's Island, for Daddy Daycare, and for Papa Needs a Young Wife coming soon to TLC. Thank you. Yes. Also, there's nothing on the paper. I made all
okay.
that
Okay, boy, but, I'm surprised you didn't mention Brother Husbands also coming to TLC.
That one doesn't need to be said. We'll be
on heavy rotation. Lots of commercials. All right. And so when we talked about the premiere of MILF Manor back in January, people said this was an incredible podcast. You all need to come back next week to do it. And there was one man who said, no, never again. We should never, ever talk about this show ever again. Until he suddenly changed his mind. Let's welcome my co-host on Nothing But Netflix. It's Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
Rob, I'm good. I'm great. I'm so happy to be here with y'all. I just drank some water, so I'm very relaxed for this one.
You seem hydrated.
Yeah, and I too am surprised that I'm here. But Rob, you know this from our Nothing But Netflix podcast. We are a podcast of the people. We give the people what they want. And the demand for the MILFs has been outrageous. We've got, inundated with MILF tweets, MILF DMs, MILF TikTok was going up. We did numbers on TikTok from the last one. I was like, who are me? Who are me to deprive the listeners of the MILF content?
You said all the MILFs should be arrested.
And I stand by
That's still true.
I stand by it. I said what I said. Put them on Outlast next season. You know what I'm saying? Like they need to be punished. But, you know, anytime I can come talk to the MILF Mafia, that's us, by the way.
Yeah.
The MILF Mob.
I'm going to get that tatted on me.
Yeah. Yes. Then I'm always ready for this. So we're going to have a good time talking about it.
All right. So we're going to talk about the finale. Full spoilers here for MILF Manor. We're going to learn some things along the way about what went on the rest of the season and recap the phenomenon that was MILF Manor. Okay. Where do we start? Do you want to talk about the finale first? Chappelle, you got it. No. This?
Pick me.
Pick Chappelle.
So, I would any day.
So we, you know, when we last left off, the MILFs were being MILFs. You know, they were doing the things and the kids were laying next to them while they were touching on it was Nash. The
kids.
Their children were.
It's like when you say it, it's just so much worse.
Because it's bad, y'all. It's just bad. But they've been there. We left it there. And so throughout this season, because yes, I did watch the entire season at the urging of Big Brother's Kevin Jacobs. Mm-hmm. So I watched the entire season and there were more disgusting challenges. I believe there was an underwear challenge where you had to identify your mom's underwear and they had to identify their
son's
underwear.
How did you have to identify which of the senses them, right? You use?
No, it was literally just like a dumped out hamper of undergarments and
clean
then,
or no clean.
They called it the dirty underwear challenge, but I don't think the underwear was actually dirty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was not investigating for any like,
it was just
skid
like
marks
dirty
or
underwear, like it was all
here.
Like G strings, like
and boxers, mm-hmm, and whatnot. And it was like it was everything that you think it would have been, because you had mothers lifting up boxer briefs and being like, oh yeah, I bought these for them. Yeah, because this child of yours is still so young and close to your bosom that you are purchasing his underwear for him. Like,
she's like, I know those underwear. I bought them. The boy is 12 years old. His mom buys his underwear. That's just the thing that happens. Why he's on this show, I don't know. But we have challenges like that. So the cringe factor was there. They made sure that we got the craziness. But Jenny, would you agree that they kind of hit us with the too hot to handle? You know, like where it's like the first episode is like, oh my God, this is so outrageous. Like, how are these sexy decoys not going to have sex? Right. And then as it goes on, it's like, but what if y'all really found love? And then I was like, no, that's boring. You know, like it really came down to like, well, I'm like, oh my God, I really have feelings for them. What if I go on to the next level? Like, what do we do after we leave? Is he going to get along with my kids? They're the same age, you know, that kind of thing. My daughter might want to date him. I haven't decided if it's going to be me or her. These conversations came up and it got all heartfelt and a little stale. So I would say that I'd say for MILF Manor next season, crank it up a notch. Do the damn thing.
Well, you have to lean in. Like, lean in. You know what I mean? Because it was like you'd get these raunchy moments, but then it would be so like PG at other points. Like, I don't know. A lot of the kissing was like cheek kisses, like grandma kisses. Like it was, which that's a whole other show and we don't need to explore it, but.
Yeah, grandma kisses coming soon.
Like, listen. I'm not out here advocating to see tongue, but this was MILF Manor. This wasn't.
It was weak sauce.
Yeah.
These women were so like they were so horned up and like they like. Listen, we'll get to Charlene. Those that only watched the finale missed the best of Charlene.
Okay.
Because she got cut before the finale. But like these women are like, I just want like the young men are like better in the bedroom. And then the whole show was basically like none of these men were confident or experienced enough to like go for it with any of these women. And the whole relationships were so like tame.
Was there
so weird.
Any sort of confirmed relationship in a physical sense?
Coitus, you mean?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Implied, I would say.
You have Kelly on this season. And Kelly said day one, I'm about to bust it down. So she was prepared to do what it took. The issue here is that Kelly was making her moves. She was trying to find her spot. And there were a couple times where the MILF was like, what's up? I'm MILFing. You ready? And the kid, I say kid, the
Jose.
Other mom's child. No, not Jose. Which one?
I mean, Jose is 28.
No, Billy ghosted her. Billy was like, no, I'm good. Like, she's laying in bed. Like, take me. And he's like, no. So there were a few moments where it built up to that. But ultimately, yes, Jose, who I have a lot of opinions about, and her did consummate the relationship.
And they didn't even fully confirm it, but it was like heavily implied. They like sneak out of the villa one night and go to a hotel. And then like you get the like, you know, they move to the bed and then like cameras get cut. And then you get the confessionals the next morning where it's like, me and Jose had a brilliant night together. Like you get all of that stuff. So you're like, okay, the wink is there, you know?
They could have just played Dirty Scrabble though. We don't know.
Listen, that sounds like a great
dirty
night.
Scrabble.
Yeah, explain dirty Scrabble.
Yeah.
Share with the class.
Listen. Lewd words.
Mm-hmm.
Nude.
Only.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Wait, so you're nude like from the start, or is it like a gradual thing?
There's gotta be layers. You gotta be motivated if you're starting nude, you're not playing Scrabble. It's not gonna happen.
And you know what? You know who would agree with you full heartedly,
Puya,
is the great Charlene, who was very, very impassioned during, yes, that's right, everyone, a sex ed class with the whole fam there with diagrams, with sex toys.
Were they sharing techniques?
Vegetables?
They were.
And Charlene was very adamant about like, you gotta lead up. You gotta tease. Like this woman was off the rails. She was ready to go at any given moment. And unfortunately, no one was ready for her.
Yeah. Now, why did she leave?
Well, so MILF Manor does the thing that these other shows do where they kind of eliminate the people who are just there for drama. And so, or they're just kind of not linking up with other people. We see this on Too Hot to Handle a lot, right? Where it's like, if you're not matching, they're going to ease you out the door. And so there were a couple moments where they're just like, okay, well, these two people aren't connecting. You don't really have a mate. We got to slide you out the door. But Charlene, I think she kind of started to catch on, because the first couple episodes, Jenny, she was moving slow, but then
she was quiet.
You know, by like episode 4, when the heat got turned up and it was like, okay, you about to get eliminated. When they did the sex ed class, she was like a general. She like stood up and was like, penis for everybody. You got to protect the penis. Yeah. I was like,
Long live the penis.
She did a whole, like a whole song and dance.
Have a field day today.
Oh, dear God. Josh Green, happy birthday. And so, So I'm like, Charlene, I see you trying. But eventually they do like you have to pick who your match is that you want to try to move forward with. And nobody picked Charlene. So that's what happened.
Okay.
But to be fair, like a lot of people got dumped in this same episode. It was like kind of a mass exodus. But I honestly think I think that some of these people were maybe misled about the premise of the show that they were going on. And on the opposite end, I think Charlene thought that this was like Sex Island. Like she thought she was there to just get it on the whole time. And no one else was on the same page about that. Like she thought she was on a dirtier show.
Yeah. No, to quote a Norwegian doppelganger celebrity, is the game is flawed. This is, she had the right idea. I think the idea of we're going to find love, but you got to pair up and then we're going to kick you out. What is the point? This side of the panel watched all the shows. This side of the panel watched the beginning and the end. And let me tell you, do not know why there was a format if this was the end. You know what I mean? Like it did not hit at all.
Yeah.
Listen, well, Charlene fucks, okay? And she just needed to let y'all know that, all right? But yeah, you're right. If you watched the last episode, night and day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that what they messed up with is that like, I feel so wrong even saying this, but like I approve of these people hooking up way more than I approve of them pretending that they could reasonably have a romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. Like that is the part, believe it or not, that gives me the bigger ick, because I'm like, don't piss in my ear and tell me it's raining here in Mexico. Yeah. Okay?
In my ear.
Directly. Oh,
I thought it was on my leg.
Why is it a headshot?
Yeah.
Through my nostril. On the face.
Oh, and Jenny, that definitely came up in the episode. There was definitely a question of like, so how y'all feel about,
water sports?
Water to the face specifically. And the gentlemen were kind of like, oh my God, what is it? Oh,
you must ask a lady first. Right.
And yet, one of the women was like, go on.
Who was asking whom this question?
I'm sure Charlene was involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had like a seminar. Yeah, it was part of the seminar. Yeah.
The last episode featured everybody writing letters to one another. They separated the couples and they had to write letters to one another. And then they had to read their letters aloud. I do think it would have been a much better test of how compatible the couples were to let each other actually read the handwritten notes. For instance, when one of the young men can't read cursive, is that a deal breaker? Also, did you note like some of these guys like third grade penmanship?
Like, they've never held a pen. Like it really, the chicken scratch was out.
Like, here's the thing: is like I've seen some men's handwriting that is particularly like elementary school looking, and it's sometimes very endearing. But like, I don't want a love letter written to me
in crayon
when I'm already dating someone like 30 years younger than me, and then I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, this is like a letter to Santa.
It goes right on the fridge, Jenny. It goes right on the fridge.
Like he's coming through the chimney.
Whoa.
You know? And I
it's gonna give you a macaroni necklace.
I'm not prepared. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was incredible. Joey didn't know how to spell, which he's only 20. Okay,
right.
Guys, you know, school system isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, Joey, could we get a side by side of Joey from MILF Manor and the Mike Bloom circa 2010 picture from the other day?
Okay, both magnificent hair. Yes,
it's true.
Incredible metabolism.
Incredible. We'd have to add, Mike can spell. We know that for a fact. We know Mike can spell.
Literally a journalist.
But we need to know about this Mr. X thing that Mike used to do. Like, was it just like, was there an age limit, Mike? Because
was it Mr. XXX?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Listen, Joey, right? He has a whole thing with April. And April, Joey's the youngest person on the show. April might be the oldest.
She is the oldest.
And she was smitten. I'm talking about, she's like, he's such a grown man. He's got it all together. Like, no, he does not. That boy
his voice hasn't dropped.
And those either. You know what I'm saying? But I was just like, what are you doing? What world where you leave this and you're like, we're going to be a happy couple. This man has a whole life to live and you have less life to live. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, here's the thing about April and Joey. Like, I will say that they are the most stannable pair on this whole cast, because if you watched April and Joey's journey, like I actually adore them, not romantically and certainly not sexually either, because it's just too weird, but their vibe together was very fun. So I was actually quite relieved that they're like, we're leaving the villa as BFFs. 'Cause I'm like, thank God, because anything else, straight to jail for both of you. But they were actually really cute and endearing people. And I felt like they did actually respect each other. And I don't know. There was just something about their vibe that was very adorable to me. But this woman could be his grandma. Mm-hmm. Like, she was 59. Easily. He is 20. I saw him. What's the legal drinking age in Mexico? I don't border it. Okay.
Yeah.
He was poor. I'd see him pouring things into a glass. And I'm like, is that soda pop? Apple
juice. Yes, like, that's soda pop.
Yucky juice.
Yucky like, juice.
What is this?
Mm-hmm. Rob, I shared something with you.
Yes. Okay. All right. So that we have some dueling screenshots here. Okay. So Zapuya has a visual aid here.
Oh boy.
This is okay. Joey from MILF Manor.
Wow.
And
the blue
2010
color.
Mike Bloom. What do you think?
It's the way Mike Bloom ate him up. Okay. Let's be very clear. Left no crumbs.
You wish.
Mike ate him up, Joey. I'm sorry. You could never. You could never.
And you know Mike can write nice too, yeah, and spell correctly.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike Manor next season. Let's do it.
Yes. But Joey would show you like going to town on and, like a funnel cake.
And also, we also know from 2010, Mike Bloom.
I, on the other hand, was a man whore.
Mm-hmm. And, yep. And Joey was a respectable young gentleman. Okay.
Yes. But there was some men.
Only.
Yeah. Oh, and there was a little drama. You know, they gave us like, they really wanted you to endure, they wanted you to feel something for this this couple, because they bring in at some point the loved ones, right?
Yes. And well, this got very incestuous.
That just carried over into the finale. Okay. Yeah.
Well, they bring on the loved ones and it's like, oh, this is my daughter. This is my best friend, blah, blah, blah. And her ex-husband shows up.
Yes.
And he like completely like sweeps her off her feet and just like he completely looked at him like, get this 20-year-old away from me, and just ignored him, paid him dust the entire time while he's over there sitting in the corner like, well, this doesn't feel great. And his mom's like, you're disrespecting my child. It's like, mom,
there
cut it out.
Layers of stuff going on here.
It also got complicated. Yes.
Very complicated, because when all of the family, so first of all, it's already complicated because everyone is there with someone they're related to
in
the first place.
Can I play a clip, Jenny? I needed the help.
Is this Jose?
Okay?
Is this Jose explaining? Okay.
Yes. They open up the finale playing Truth or Dare, and Jose at this moment Jose realizes maybe he's in too deep.
Having my sister and my mom and the woman I'm dating and the guy that my mom's dating and Kelly's daughter and son, and I don't know, this could get out of control.
Yeah, it could.
It might.
It could, Jose.
Like the whole family tree is here, okay? Like the branches are falling.
And let's talk about Jose, because he got lucky, because this was did he? I don't recall Jose's luckiness.
It could have been nude Scrabble.
Yeah. Oh God. Well, Jose, right? He could have had a ton of people there at that same time, because Jose was dating three of the women in front of each other. This man was doing the player moves all left and right. Like, I mean, in front of each other, I was yelling, stand up at the screen, like, stand up, goddamn, stand up. This is a child. And you were like legit letting him play you next to each other. And the sons, like the other people were like, y'all don't see this? Y'all don't see that everyone's in love with this guy, to the point where he had to ditch three of the moms just to be with Kelly. And, you know, Kelly did seal the deal. So she did what she needed to do. But at the same time,
Kelly's a player. She knows.
Yeah, but at the same time, they snuck out to go do that. And then they just come back like all grinning and smiling at each other. And the other mom was like, we just went on a date 4 hours ago. What is wrong with you? And you're thinking, oh, this Jose, Pola, she has this like, this lofty expectations for him, where it's just like, oh, he can do no wrong. This woman's going to corrupt him. Meanwhile, she's dating two of the sons at the same time. What is wrong with this family? Yeah. Oh God. I was like, this family right here, they some players. I've heard some rumors that Jose might have been a paid actor. But yeah,
I wouldn't doubt it.
Is he not Pola's son?
I mean, he might be Pola's son, but is he actually dating all three of those women at the same time?
Oh, this would be a scandal. Not. This could bring down TLC, Puya.
I mean, TLC has plenty of scandals knocking at its door and nothing else is taking it down. So I feel like they might be okay.
If Ed That's from 90 Day Fiancé couldn't take them down, nobody can, okay? Yeah.
But like, this got so twisted, though, with the family visit thing, because, okay, for whatever reason... April's ex-husband shows up. It's like, oh, who's the person you want to come meet the 20-year-old you're dating? Oh, the father of your children is like three times the age of this child. That's someone we should get his approval. This is very relevant. But then the people the mothers that had other children, we had Pola's daughter show up, and then we had Kelly's daughter, who is literally mini Kelly. Kelly with training wheels on, show up. And then it got super weird, because then the younger daughters were like trying to like
they were like the tempters on this show. Yeah. They were like the hunks and the studs that were coming in.
Wild.
Yeah, Kelly's daughter. I thought that she, her and Kelly had like a really good relationship. What was Kelly's daughter's name?
McKenna.
McKenna. Yeah, McKenna was very supportive of Kelly, although she didn't think that Jose was necessarily the right type of guy for her mom.
Knowing my mom, she needs that quality time and she needs more physicality, like someone who's very assertive and, you know, pin me against the wall, let me see the passion.
Right.
McKenna.
You know too much about your mom, McKenna.
Yeah.
You know way too much about your mom's business.
Mom?
Pause. That's not as bad as it gets, y'all. It gets way worse. They did a secrets challenge where, and Jenny, you know where I'm going with this.
Oh, yes.
Where you're going.
They each had
so many things from that that
they
we need.
Each had to, yeah, we should go that like down the list. They each had to tell their deepest, darkest secret. And then the other, you know, person in the, you know, whatever, they had to go and guess if it was their mom or their sons or whatever. And you got like, oh, I had an orgy with seven women. And they're like, not my kid. And they're like, yeah, your kid, you know. And
I
then
had sex in an elevator.
Who is that? Like, who is in the orgy?
Ryan.
Ryan, who actually
is Ryan?
You know, coupled up
with
at
Pola.
The end. With Pola, yeah. Who
okay.
really was.
Oh, yeah.
Old Ryan, not new Ryan.
Yeah, old Ryan. Yeah.
And but, you probably have no idea who new Ryan is.
Yeah. And then, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have like, oh, once I think, what was it? It was like, once I kissed a man and then he later told me he was bisexual. And that was the first time he had realized it. And they're like, oh, well, which mom is that? It's like, no, actually, that's her son. Who kissed that man who made him bisexual? Yeah, you're dating him? And he's like, oh. They're like, are you bisexual? He's like, no, I just felt like kissing him. You know, it was just mm-hmm. different.
Listen, so then, Gabriel's built different, okay?
Yeah, Gabriel's built different. There's also somebody who got pink eye from putting their face.
Where?
The grocery.
Eating.
The groceries.
The groceries.
And that statement.
It's a euphemism?
Eating a donkey, Rob. Okay? If you
eating,
know what I mean.
Eating Wink. A donkey?
Yeah.
What else you gonna call a donkey, Rob?
Oh.
and everybody was.
The groceries threw me off.
No, you got to eat it like groceries, man.
You got to eat it like groceries. Song. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. They thought she was feeling him, but he's just a munch, you know. And so, but we find out that
that's pretty groceries.
He has to pantomime it because everyone was confused. Like, well, how do you get pink eye?
Act, like charades it out.
Well, they were asking, and he was so confused. He's like, "What's the problem, y'all? Y'all don't be going
you're traveling
head first.
Up and down like
you're in that realm. How do you not get it? Happens right?" And everyone's like, "No." Absolutely
and then
not.
For two,
who
at
is
least
this?
Two, Jimmy, who I Jimmy. Adore, I will
so,
put
so
on the
young,
record.
So young, child.
So young, yes. Son. Oh, also, wait, we'll get to that. But
yep,
so for at least two episodes after this took place, they started referring to things as pulling a Jimmy. So then, like, there was a woman, another April
Black April,
who mm-hmm. she got. She got taken out pretty early anyway, but she was like, they did like this speed dating thing. And then like every guy that came and talked to her, she'd be like, would you pull a Jimmy? Like, are you interested in pulling a Jimmy?
And all the guys are like, what does that mean? Groceries? What are you talking about? And she's like, pulling a Jimmy, you know,
do you want to pull a Jimmy?
Jimmy's secret where he, you know, and every guy was like, oh my God, no, what, ma'am? Like one guy said, would you pull a Jimmy? I was like, yes.
The Uno like, reverse
let's
card
turn
on him.
It around.
She was like, well, let's
that's
talk about
that's how you
it.
Start. But, that's the first step.
That is.
What's the opposite of pulling a Jimmy? Like,
don't need to know.
Listen.
Peeing in your ear, I think.
Do you have to get pink eye to fully pull? Like, is that the full Jimmy, or
full
is it
Jimmy.
Just you know?
Yeah, I think that's going full Jimmy. I will say that, like, there is a commercial that is airing on Canadian television very, very frequently, at least on what I watch.
Yes.
For, like, yes. Ontario, like, health.
Yes.
Like telehealth, and it's like a pink eye commercial, and now all I can think about is Jimmy.
Yes.
When I see this commercial.
Also, is the theme song to that the like I Will Survive?
I Will Survive. Yes. Yes. I Will
Survive. We're watching Big Brother Canada right yes, before yes. this.
Yes.
Yes.
That's all I think of when yes. I see this commercial. Like,
is that how you get
night.
Pink eye? Oh my god.
Hey man.
From pulling a Jimmy.
Them Canadians is some freaks, okay? Because yeah. I remember when COVID popped off and they were like, you know what could really stop COVID? Glory holes. And I was yeah. like, Canada. Canada Listen. Was like, if you ain't doing the glory hole, you're going to get sick, baby. You need to protect yourself, mm-hmm. you know?
We're just concerned wow. about keeping yeah. it safe.
Wow.
Jenny, you do have to enlighten the panel and the listeners on So Young's journey as well.
Yes. She had I have to comment... Old. On So Young, because I was just talking about her son, Jimmy, and his secret about the pink eye. So Young's secret was she slept with his best friend. And he found this out here.
On the show.
In front of 10 guys and 10 women.
All of the TLC viewers.
Mm-hmm. The whole world. And he took it. Just how you're supposed to take it. He was broken. He was just like he got at some point. They gave him like their phones that they could use to text and stuff like that. He's making like reels on his phone. Like, why wouldn't you just tell me before I got here? Like, I don't understand. This is not life. It's like, and she the whole time was like, well, I didn't think you'd get that mad. And then by like 30 minutes later, she's crying too. She's like, I'm sorry. It just happened. I fell, you know?
It happens. And he handled it by like emo skinny dipping in the pool. Like that was like his healing process. Mm-hmm. He's like, I gotta take my shorts off and get in the pool.
I just need to be naked. I just need to be one with the chlorine. It's like, sir.
Mm-hmm. Chlorine might help that pink eye situation.
Yeah, you dip the whole face in.
And he tells her, just leave the game. I was like, sir, you should be the one leaving because she came here on a mission. You know, you playing around and your feelings hurt. You need to go see your best friend. Just
don't make any friends here. Like, mm-hmm. Jimmy is the yeah. person that needs to be like, I didn't come here to make friends because my mom will screw them.
Yeah. His friend wasn't Zach Wilson, was it?
Ooh, well. Well, yeah. Never mind. Yeah.
You know, the entire cast of MILF Manor, or many of the members of MILF Manor, are available for booking on Cameo.com.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hell yeah. Rob, well, enlighten us.
Are you interested
prices?
To know?
Hit us with the rates. Okay.
So everybody is pretty comparably priced. However,
they're family now, Rob. They gotta keep it all.
There is one person who I'll give you a hint. It's one of the sons.
It's Gabriel.
It's Gabriel. Gabriel is a one, $150 for a Gabriel.
He has like 70,000 followers on Instagram. He is a model.
Yes.
Because we hear about this in the finale where, like, you know, April's talking, his mom, who is 59 dating a 20-year-old, just in case everyone's on the same page, was like, I just don't know if Gabriel lives a fast life. He travels a lot. He's a model. Like, I think Stephanie wants to settle down and like go to church. Like, I just don't know. Like, so Gabriel is out here living his best life. Do you really mm-hmm. think he's settling down with sweet Stephanie, who continues to tell us that some of this was God's plan? God did not want this for you,
God
Stephanie.
God does not have a vested interest in MILF Manor.
He did not want MILF Manor to exist. I promise you. Like, I really do.
Mm-hmm. And poor Stephanie, she found herself in a love triangle with Ryan, who ends up like coupling up at the end of the season with Pola, because she's interested in Gabriel for some reason. She never really explains. She's just like, it just feels right, you know? And every time you look up, they're together. And Ryan is just being a mega hater the whole time. He's like, why are you always with him? What's going on? Like, do you like him? Do you want to, like, are you romantic? She's like, I don't know. Next thing you know, he's like called a house meeting and calling her a liar in front of everybody. Her mom, his mom's yelling at her and stuff. Like, you don't lie to my child. Like, that's my biggest pet peeve. It ruins me. It just, I can't stand a liar. It's like, she didn't tell you anything, sir. He just felt like Gabriel wasn't worthy. And so he ended up falling back on the Topola. So this like whole like relationship thing that he was trying to push really feels like he was just trying to push his singing career. Cause if that man sang again in that finale, I would have died. I look pleased. He's like, I wrote you a song. Please don't sing the song. Please don't sing the song.
They missed the Spanish translation of it too.
They like, sang the song in English.
Yeah. It was a lot.
he put the phone up. And he sang the song into the phone for it to sing the song in Spanish. And I'm yelling at the screen, stand up.
Rob would love this. He loves the AI.
Yes.
But like, I feel like, you know, some of these people really had no idea what was happening like the entire time, because I don't know if anyone else noticed this, but Ryan called Paula a lot. Like he pronounced her name Paula. And I swear to God, when he was writing that letter, he wrote P-A-U-L-A in his cursive. And I don't think he truly knew this woman's name. And he's straight up being like, I'm coming to Miami, baby. Like I'm going to write Spanish music to you. I don't know your name.
I don't know your name. He was just I'm telling you, music career. Rob, yeah. Did you know they had a 90s party on this show?
No, I did not. Is that they invited back all of the women who were in their 90s?
No. April never left the show, actually. Yes. What happened, they had a 90s themed party, and all of the sons are like, I was negative 10 when this came out. I was like, dear God.
Oh, my
Joey
God.
Joey said he was sperm in an egg.
Yeah. He
did. Figure that one out.
Just, not much left to figure out, Jay. Mm-hmm.
Like pretty precise though. Like to the minute. Very precise.
To the minute.
Like it's that time.
Sorry. Yeah. It's just so bad, y'all.
Chappelle, oh, I was in the process of ordering you a cameo for Kelly earlier in the day today, but I didn't think we'd get it in time for the show.
No, see the thing is, I only want a cameo from them if they're still a couple. If we're going to be forced to believe in true love between MILF and baby, we need to know if they're going to stay together. And so I've been doing some research.
Okay.
And I do have some updates. Let me
put it like on that. The
yeah, we do love the research, huh? Let's start with one of the more like, you know, the ones that we're all like hoping for to work out. You know, we'll start with Gabriel and Stephanie.
Are we?
No. So Gabriel and Stephanie aren't together.
What? You know, shocking.
Yeah, they didn't make it, man. He appears to be dating another woman on Instagram altogether. They did like a TikTok video.
Is she a MILF?
She might be a mom, but she's not like, you know, like she don't fit the MILF criteria, but she, I don't know. But they were kissing on TikTok. So that's kind of how I figured it. I was doing some deep dives. You know, I might've followed a few of these people. Yeah.
I went to Gabriel's Instagram for no reason, guys. Mind your business. And listen, okay. Gabriel has a little bit of a swag to him. That I said this in the premiere.
You did.
That is the guy that I would have been in love with in high school. You've seen his like weird, like goth kind of swag.
I can see you know it for mean? You. I like can he, see it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that was
go
the
check
it
out
guy
Jenny's 2010 picture.
Yeah, it checks out.
Yeah, exactly.
Tracks.
But I was looking at the comments on his pictures and people were like, what happened to your girlfriend? Where is your girlfriend? So I almost think maybe the girlfriend, like it's quick. She's gone already.
The TikTok chick.
I'm just saying like as recent as like today, people are being like, what happened to the girlfriend?
Oh my God. Yeah.
So that maybe that Stephanie's back in the picture.
No, okay. Stephanie is not the type to do that. She's not coming back in the picture at all. She's just going to be Ryan's mom. She was literally like his mom the entire time, and it was very creepy. I mean, she couldn't turn it off, but there was like a bunch of really mom moments where you find your child kissing a woman in the sauna, and you just bust in the door like, "Are you sleeping in here with this woman?" I was like, "Mom, what are you doing?" It was like that a lot. But moving on, Pola and Ryan, it doesn't look great.
Oh no.
They've been dropping some hints that they were still together. Like on the finale night, they took a picture together, like hugged up.
Okay.
But that was the best they did. Everybody else is not faking the funk at all. Jose and Kelly don't even follow each other. Trust me, I checked 3 times. on Instagram. And so I was like, you know, maybe they haven't posted a picture or anything. I heard they went on several dates afterwards, but you know.
How did you find time to learn all of this today?
Amazing, Jenny.
I'm a journalist, okay? This is what
I thought I was taking this assignment seriously, and I was wrong.
No.
I cannot hold a candle to you. You did the work.
I needed to. But, you know, so that's really what happened here. You know, they sold us a dream. They sold us a bill of goods. They told us it was going to be some scandalous behavior with your mom laying in bed next to you. And there were moms laying in bed next to them while scandalous behavior happened. But it never really peaked where it was supposed to peak. Poor Kelly, she just slept in so many beds trying to get these boys to loosen up. And they're terrified of her. And we find out later on when they show them the diagram of the vagina that maybe just they're terrified of. They just don't know. They just don't know what it is. It could be a gnome in there or something. They just weren't sure. So that happened. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people were terrified to sleep with Kelly because she would get drunk every night. And then she would like snore aggressively loud, like in hiccup. Bed. Yeah.
And hiccup in the bed.
Yeah. Hiccuping and snoring and who knows what other things are going on. Just fully sauced at all times. Like at any given point, this lady is popping like rosé bubbly at like 11 a.m.
Hey, she took it as a vacation.
Judge. Yeah.
She fully embraced it.
I mean, she lived her best life and I love that for her. But it did.
Well, there was a moment where we thought that she was going to couple up with, I believe it was Billy. Is that Billy. It was Stephanie's child and Stephanie's child, like the band. What they ended up in bed together. She was very drunk and you would have thought like they had their own romantic date. They basically had like, you know, whatever, like the honeymoon suite or whatever.
It was glamping.
Yeah, they were glamping. It was precious. It really was. But when she got really drunk, I guess he felt a way like, you know, maybe this isn't right. And she's like, yeah, it's right. And he's like, no, maybe not. So she's like, yeah, come do it. And so he told her, you know, this comforter feels weird.
And how she's weird.
Like, what? He's like, it's something about this comforter that just, it's not comfortable. Do you understand? You get what I'm saying? She's like, are you going to go sleep in bed with your mom? He's like, yeah, I am actually.
She has a nicer comforter.
My.
No one has the blanket like mommy does.
And he went and found out. He crawled right in bed with mommy for the second night in a row trying to avoid Kelly.
Which guy was this?
This Billy. Is Billy. He didn't make it to the finale. Okay. He was cut.
Good.
For this very
good.
Reason.
Also, can we talk about how all of these people, like, to make this worse, they all are using, like, the most juvenile sounding version of their names.
That
like,
man's name
Timmy
is Joseph.
And Joey and Billy and, like, beebity bop boop boop. Like, come on.
That man's name is William, damn it. He's a grown-ass man.
Like, I'm having, like, I have a hard time with, like, you know, Like a 50-year-old man that's like, oh, I'm Billy. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you're Bill, okay?
Drop the Y, okay?
This is me, a grown woman that goes by Jenny. Yeah, so like, whatever.
When you go to Dilf Dungeon, are you going to be Jennifer?
She got to be Jenny then. She's got to be.
Or Jenny. Jen. Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm.
Jen
Dilf
City.
Dungeon. I'm not ready to be punished.
Wait, is this a thing? Is that happening? Because this is TLC. So. It could very much be a thing.
TLC this fall.
But I mean, Puya, you are the TLC expert.
How you going to say you're the Jeff on the panel?
Yes. You are. Okay. All right. You know how TLC operates. How soon do we know if they're going to go back to the well?
Here's the thing.
I feel like they typically film these things back to back.
This was a COVID filming, I think.
This might have been a late release. I will say this, though. I don't think since 90, they've had a show that has had as much buzz as MILF Manor. Granted, a lot of the reviews, a lot of the series publications were like, this is a new low for reality TV, blah, blah, blah. But I can tell you this, in the streamer space, this took off. A lot of streamers took to this show, watched it with their communities, discussed it with their communities. MILF Manor, I think if they are going for the money, which some of these 90-day iterations makes me believe, I think a season two will happen. Now, I would be very interested in some spinoffs as well. As we know, 90 Day started as 90 Day, then became the other way, Happily Ever After. We've got The Single Life, Gilf Dungeon, Gilfigan's Island. It's happening. They're all happening. Trust me.
That Gilfigan's Island sounds very intriguing. I can't wait to watch it.
It feels too good to be true.
It does.
Can't wait to see what Althea's up to on that island.
It's not Althea.
But the drama, there was drama. I want to say the finale, for those that only caught the finale, they wrapped things up in a sweet, they tried to make it seem like a regular dating show where we're like, well, we're at the end of our journey. We have to decide whether, we want to continue. There was a little bit of drama along the way. But imagine having relationship arguments and then your moms are getting involved at the same time. imagine every time you had a fight with someone you were dating, their mom showed up and was like, and also happened on the regular. The moms were trying to set each other, being like, you know what? Yeah, she's not your type. You know who is really would treat you well?
Well, they were their peers.
Shit is going on.
Yeah.
They're matchmaking for each other.
One of the big fights, Jenny said, was because Stephanie and Pola can speak Spanish. And Drunk Kelly was not having it. She's like, this is disrespectful. What are y'all saying about me behind my back when y'all talking in Spanish? And they're like, we are not talking about you, lady. And she's like, every time those two women were speaking in Spanish, she would pop up. I mean, just a jack in the box. So, boop, boop, boop. Are you speaking Spanish? That's disrespectful.
With the Spanish.
Yeah, she was in their faces. So the next morning, Pola thinks Kelly about to run up on her. She said, Kelly came out and I was very shocked because she came to me. And then she hugged me and apologized. And I wasn't ready for that because I really thought she was about them hands. I thought they were about to go them blows because she was speaking Spanish. It was so real. And speaking of, Pola never liked Kelly. So it is poetic justice.
There's no way. Yeah. Pola controls Jose's likes. So that's why he doesn't follow her.
Not 1 minute of that show did she ever say, she never said anything nice about that woman. And I was, she's going to watch the show back while she's laying next to your son, probably in your living room because he lives there. And that's going to be very awkward. Say something nice about this. She could not even muster up the strength. It was so good.
So I will say, I think Kelly has a good heart.
Yeah, she seems
dope. Underneath it all,
Yeah.
Chappelle, are any of the MILF Manor couples together from your research? None.
Well, no. Unconfirmed. Unconfirmed. They like to, we have a lot of just maybes.
Do we know if Joey hit up Emma?
Joey and Emma did come
Emma,
up
Emma, Pola's
research,
daughter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What'd you find?
Yeah, so Emma and Joey. I'm scrolling through my notes. So I don't think they're on good terms from what I can understand. I think they do still like each other's posts on Instagram, but they are not a couple. But they did stay in touch. April and Joey also still follow each other on Instagram as well. So
boy, you're a private investigator like Jill from LS.
Is she also a MILF?
I don't know if she has children. I think that was still unconfirmed based off of our Outlast podcast.
TBD. I would love to do a dream cast of the best of reality for MILF Manor. You know what
Ooh,
I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'm into it. Pick,
like, I think that that is something that needs to happen because, like, can you just imagine, like, some, so, like, you know, people from Survivor or, like, Love Island and, like, you're mixing up all these people
that we
watch.
I think that's the last episode of Rob as a Podcast when I the all-time
Burn
reality
down,
TV MILF list.
No. Jenny, what's your top five MILFs on Survivor? Go.
You think I'm gonna have this idea with like
I
my
mean,
top
I thought
ready?
You've been I thought you've been thinking about it.
All right, Chappelle,
like
lead
that.
By yeah. example. You go.
No, yeah, I have no insight. Yeah,
you
no
give
insight
me the
at
MILF.
All. Nope, I have no
Who
insight.
Who is your
at
favorite
all.
MILF on the show? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no insight at
look,
all. Sorry.
Look, I think I think there's some no brainers from this season of Survivor.
What, Carolyn? I mean, she's digging for love.
I mean, she might have contracted pink eye, that according
yeah,
to some.
Yeah,
of the
not the way
the
you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you put her there and first on the ballot easily.
Mm-hmm. And then Carson is probably there too. Just bring this whole cast to Survivor. I'm sure we can make it fit.
He would have 3D printed his own model before he got to the MILF Manor. Yeah. He's like, I know exactly what to do with this puzzle.
Yeah,
easily.
Yeah. He brought like the 3D printed dildos and everything. Like, yeah.
All right. That's been a great MILF Manor recap, everybody.
A model rocket, if you will.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Any questions, anyone?
Yeah, do y'all have any follow-up?
In the chat, Christian Hubicki was watching live.
Stop it.
Emily is hyped for this podcast. I'm here under duress.
Emily is an icon. Emily has taste.
Yes. Okay.
I feel so embarrassed. Like, Christian Hubicki saw this? Like, oh my God. I feel like I was on the show now. Like, oh.
It's like my shame podcast. I didn't know people were going to see this.
Yeah, don't lie. Yeah. Don't watch this, please. Mm-hmm. I still lie about this to this day.
We should have come in with aliases is what we should have done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I still don't believe that this wasn't like an experiment. You know what I mean? Like, to be like, what can we like make up in 2023 as a reality show? Like, it feels so out of this world that it's like parody.
Mm-hmm. Do you think was this scripted? Was this completely fake? No.
Nah. If it was scripted, they could have done a way better job. Again, for me, the biggest thing is if they were gonna go the schmoopy route of this is a journey, are they gonna find love? It really ended poorly. Like, I couldn't believe it was the finale. I was convinced this is like maybe two episodes away from the finale the way it was structured. Yeah. And if this was scripted, there would be a lot more bedroom moments. The kisses would have way more sloppiness to them.
Maybe they didn't know exactly the hit they had on their hands at the time they were making it. And then maybe season two, they're going to really like blow the doors off this thing. Like, it is going to be like just next level.
Which, like, I don't even know whether to say I hope, because I'm like, do I hope? But what I think kind of happened here is you had some people where once the whole thing was kind of figured out, they're like, do I want to be an actor? This is my opportunity to find out. And I do think that you had some real people with real weird relationships with their family, kind of like playing things up a little bit because they're like, I'm on a TV show. And like, yeah, I'll pretend I'm maybe into sleeping with this woman when I'm not going to. And then like, as the show goes on, you see like they kind of like wear out their ability to like play it up.
To fake it.
Because I think that is why it kind of ended the way it did, where it was like, we're just going to be best friends, right? Like, I wasn't serious about dating you.
Could this show have used a host, Jenny?
Oh, well, I'm always team give me the quirky host.
And who should it have been? Should it have been a fellow MILF? Should it have been
like a queen MILF?
Should it have been a...
not a DILF.
There's one answer for this. Yes. I'll tell you that.
Man would make it creepy.
Yeah. I got two words for you. Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, she would be very good.
Done.
Stifler's mom. Like,
Stifler's
there's nothing.
Mom.
There's,
exactly.
Yeah, that is no brainer. And I think you need to have a woman host for this. So that, like, perfect suggestion.
I honestly don't think that's a great suggestion. And here's why.
Go on.
All of these kids were born after that movie. They don't even know that's
but
a
the
reference.
People watching yeah. it, who gives yeah,
who
shit
cares
about
these kids, Chappelle? Look, talk
they
to them.
Like, all right, anything. Here, all right. They're toddlers.
All right. Like, they have no Andrew in the chat is. Has another pitch. Puya, what do you think about Alan Cumming?
But a good name for MILF Man.
Can we rebrand the show as serious though?
Yeah. What do you think?
What is the for serious of the outfits? The what would he say instead of?
I mean,
Mirtha?
He's a host
what
of a reality be? Show. I think he would be good.
He gonna pull up.
What's
that
his
kilt
summer
and get down
outfits look like? Like yeah. You know what I mean? Can he wear the beret
anybody
in Mexico?
Here want to go home with a mother?
His summer
okay,
outfit
you
is
told
just,
me.
Yeah, it's just the kilt with no drawers on, like that other guy's mom, Billy's mom, you know, she's like, oh, I'm not, you can't win the underwear challenge. Why? I don't wear underwear. I think, I was like, oh my God.
Much like the MILFs, I think he has also dated a lot of younger men.
Okay.
So then, well, what about him and Jennifer Coolidge together? I think, you know.
Put them on the like Amazing Race. Yeah.
Listen, I can't choose. Mm-hmm. I'm like Jose.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's Kate Gosling? She's like a grandma now,
she
right?
Was on the,
she was on.
She was on Special Forces.
She was on
World
for about
Death.
15 minutes of the World's Toughest Test.
Yes. Jenny, do you think that anybody from Special Forces colon World's Toughest Test could Bill Billingsley have been the host of MILF Manor and just
oh,
as
man.
They were going through the exercises, just like, fail, yeah. You Muppet.
And then the boys on the show are like, what are the Muppets?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotta what's pay the MILF.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I think that's it for MILF Manor until season two. Season two, though, we're back with weekly coverage, Chappelle.
You gotta be. Gotta be. We're going full MILF. We're going maximum MILF MILF mania. Because I do feel like for season two, you gotta kick it up a notch. You don't have one Kelly on the show. You have eight. You know what I'm saying? And they all need to be on the prowl. You have four Kellys and four Charlenes, and you just let them run amok. And then that's what you have, because that's how you get your good TV. If like Puya said, if you're gonna use actors, if this is scripted, do the damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What
are you doing?
And I don't care. I actually would prefer this be fake, please,
right.
For my own sanity.
I don't feel so bad about watching it.
Yeah, I do think that. Season two happens. If we're back, we got to do it this way where we watch the first six episodes and then we let the ending when it gets too schmoopy to go bye-bye. I think the meat and potatoes seems to be in the outrageous episodes 1 through 6 with the secrets and the dildos and the tests and the underwear. That's where we will thrive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We will leave it there. Okay. Puya, what's coming up for you?
Well, I will be talking more TLC, of course, with 90 Day Fiancé. I had Sasha on with me this week, talking 90 Day Fiancé. It's been good so far. We vented a little bit, but it's always a great time when I have Sasha on. So definitely check that out. And then Masked Singer season 9 with Liana. We're having fun with that season 2. It's been a good time for TV for me for the most part. So you can find that on the wrap ups. And then Big Brother Canada, when they provide dailies, I'll be there on a Friday to talk about them. And if and when Chappelle will grace me his ears and mouth, I will be talking Bel Air with him for post show recaps. But
you got to buy me dinner first. Yeah. <Dear God. laughs>
And then you can find me on Twitter at Puyaism, twitch.tv/Puya, and youtube.com/Puyaism.
Okay. All right. Great job tonight, Puya.
Thank you.
Okay. Chappelle.
Hanging out with Puya, talking about Bel Air, you know, so check that out. Just recorded our latest Abbott Elementary podcast. So on Post Show Recaps, me and Gia Worthy have Abbott Elementary, a Post Show Recap, where you can go and check us out talking about that show. Three more episodes left. So we're about to wrap up season 2. It's going to be a good time. Also, I'm on Post Show Recaps on the Post Show Recaps Connect with Mari and LaTanya talking about Snowfall. The final season of Snowfall on FX. So check that out as well. And then there's this new show out called The Swarm. We're covering that as well. It's created by Donald Glover, starring Chloe Bailey, I believe. And it is ridiculous. And so if you want to hear our opinions, I think we're going to have Bryce on this week. you got to check out The Swarm and you got to check out
The Swarm
podcast.
What is The Swarm
about? I can't tell you. I have no clue.
It's a
mess. It's no, it's just a mess. Oh. It's all over the place.
I've read the description and I still don't exactly know what it is. So I'm excited. Yeah,
it's all over the place, but it's going to be a good time. Yeah. Yeah. Come check it out on the Connect. And then I'm going to be with the Messenger soon on Mess Magnets. I'm just going to be, subbing in for Kirsten, who will be out. Sasha and I are going to reunite to talk about this week in pop culture and in mess. And so this is going to be my debut over there. So I'm really kind of hype about it. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, Rob, nothing but Netflix with you. We're talking about porn this week.
Well,
didn't we just do that?
Potentially. we're still taking submissions for what to talk about on Nothing But Netflix.
I think
Let's
you
see
do
what
it.
The reaction to this podcast is.
I think you do it. I think it'll be fun to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there is a Pornhub documentary on Netflix and it is leading the charge for the show that we're going to talk about.
See if Chappelle comes in on Sunday. Like, okay, I've been back doing all of my research.
Yeah, I'm going to do a deep dive if necessary.
I've researched all of these clips that they're talking about.
I am.
Isn't
thorough.
It kind of dark? I thought it was like kind of like a dark.
I will report back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we should watch.
Yeah. You do the recon.
Yeah. I'll do the work so you don't have to. No worries.
It's all fun and games till somebody gets pink eye. Okay. Jenny, of course, then you and I will be back on the Hit or Quit podcast coming up this week. Still talking about Farmer Wants a Wife until people tell us to quit it.
Yeah. And I think that now that MILF Manor is in the rearview mirror, that maybe, people will be even more all in on The Farmer Wants a Wife. But if there is something else on the horizon that you want Rob and I to cover, let us know. Mm-hmm. Rob has a website.com/ hit or quit, right?
Yep. That's right.
The one.
Okay.
Actually, we'll be back.
Yes.
I reached out, Jenny. I did reach out about something that I would like for
the
y'all
Barbie
to talk
thing?
About. Yeah.
When does that come out?
It's like a Barbie Dreamhouse show coming out in like April or May or something.
It's right
like that.
Before the movie comes out, right?
Yeah,
cross promo.
I just
thing.
Need to put that on y'all's radar because if this would be a crime to not talk about this ridiculous ass show. Sasha has had over 75 Barbie dolls. Yeah. She'd be a great guest.
I was not that blessed in my life. I definitely was a Barbie girly, but I did not have 75.
Yeah, you were a Barbie girl. You weren't in a Barbie world. And
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was like... outside of that world. The other thing I think that should be on the radar, I'm sorry that we're just taking over talking about our podcast, but I don't know if anyone saw Bachelor in Paradise Canada got announced. And like for some reason, Cole Meadows
and
from
Godfrey.
Survivor is on it. And Godfrey and Sam from BB Can, and then like a bunch of other people. I have no idea who they are. But like, why is Cole Meadows on it? Isn't he American? Like, what is going on here? I just don't understand.
Hey, Canadians come on the American shows all the time, right?
Right. If Nina Diaz
yeah,
can go
have
to Australia.
Your own stuff. Like,
don't say you guys.
Come?
I'm with you still, Jenny. Don't put me there.
You're from here now, baby. You're American.
I know where you live. I just think like, you know, there's like, we're not even doing things that well. So, what
yeah, but
doing?
If Cole Meadows getting on Bachelor in Paradise US, the answer may surprise you.
I guess not, because he's coming to Muskoka. I'm pretty sure they film like near my hometown. Anyway, I've already chatted to Haley Strong. I'm like, are you covering this? If she does not pick it up, Rob, I do think at some point we should at least address it.
Okay, check it out. We'll watch an episode.
Yeah, keep an eye out for Hit or Quit. And then the only other thing, I was on Renap this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Great Renap episode.
Ooh. Yeah, the worst
ideas bracket. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a great time. I always love, bracket season, and I love, multiple hours spent with you and Keith. So
well, you know what's not
out.
The worst idea? Having Jenny on for Renap. So that's the best idea.
It's always a hit. Always a hit.
Yeah. Where did covering MILF Manor fall on the bracket? Is it like, I haven't
listened to it. Not come up, but I don't think Uncle Kiwi would cover MILF Manor.
No. Ooh, it Uncle Kiwi on MILF Manor recap season 2.
Yes.
Now that's a good idea.
Yes. Let's rank all the MILFs. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I just got off of Big Brother Canada coverage as well earlier tonight. We'll be back with Survivor on Wednesday night and much more. And we mentioned it, The Outlast on Nothing But Netflix. Chappelle, myself, and Mike Bloom finished covering The Wild in very different ways than MILF Manor, the series on Netflix of people living out in the Alaskan wilderness. Be sure to check that one out as well on Nothing But Netflix. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate you coming along on a wild journey tonight. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.